If you are used to playing Monopoly on a rainy day, we may have a new board game to add to your repertoire. There's a board game company here in New Zealand making a game that aims to help people learn te reo, te reo Māori, and use it more in everyday life. The game is called Tākaro, and the idea is proving popular. Elliot Jessop from Game Kings joins us now in Hamilton. Hey, Elliot.
Good afternoon, Jesse. How you going?
Yeah, good. Tell us, now what is Game Kings?
Game Kings mainly is an online retail store selling other people's games. We've been around for about 2 years. But just in the last 6 months or so, we've started making a couple of our own games. So, yeah, this is a second game that we've released.
And where did the idea for this one come from?
I guess we were sitting down earlier this year, and the last game we made was a bit of a party game. This one, we actually wanted to do something with a little bit of purpose, something kind of meaningful that'll help people. And so, we just brainstormed, and we know that a lot of Kiwis are trying to learn te reo Māori, and we were thinking, you know, Ben and I at Game Kings, you know, we're two white boys who don't really speak much te reo, but what's something that we can do to kind of learn? So, you know, we partnered up with a few of our friends to, help make this game.
And how does it work?
So the game's incredibly simple. You just have a couple of cards that you flip over two at a time, and you need to find matching symbols on the cards. So there might be like a picture of an apple, for example, but then you need to know what all of those symbols are in te reo Māori. So then we've worked with a student from Tauranga and Waikato University to translate the whole game. So every player has one of these little reference cards. So you flip the cards over, you find the match, but then you need to know what it is in te reo Māori. So the quicker you can sort of memorise what these 57 symbols are, the quicker you'll be able to win the game.
So it's a kind of a assisted vocab memory game.
Yeah, exactly. So it really encourages players to memorise those words as quickly as possible. And we've made a lot of the symbols things you can actually go and use in your everyday life after playing the game.
And so for someone who is already fluent in te reo Māori, would it just be easy for them, or is there kind of skill beyond just remembering the word?
I think the game, even without having to, you know the words and the translations, it's a semi-challenging game. It sounds really easy, but the symbols are actually all in different shapes and in different places on the cards. So when you flip them over, you're seeing kind of, I think it's 16 symbols you're seeing at one time. So it actually does take a little bit of skill. And I find playing with kids, when we've been test playing it, kids are actually often a little bit sharper than their parents at finding the match.
So how do you go about making a game?
Thankfully, this wasn't our first game. I spent a bit of this year overseas at games conventions, finding manufacturing partners. So we've got a couple of really good overseas partners we work with to manufacture these games. And then in our team, you know, I kind of look after a lot of the marketing. And then we've got a designer in-house who, you know, designs the game for us. We've got a writer, and then we've got fulfillment. So there's a whole team that goes into putting this all together.
You must be pretty pleased with the finished product. I'm looking at an image of it now. It looks pretty slick.
Yeah, no, we're really happy with how it's come together. And so it was launched in a Kickstarter 2 weeks ago, and that Kickstarter actually ended this morning at 10 a.m. So we were just trying to raise money there to get it into production, but we've managed to, you know, exceed our goal by, you know, 200%.
Yeah, so you set out to fundraise $8,000, and how much did you make?
We've finished in just over 17,000. So we're just about 10,000 over the goal.
How does that work? Like, for people who don't understand Kickstarter, what does that mean exactly?
So everyone who pledged to the campaign, there was a bunch of rewards available. So, you know, from anywhere between $1 to $600, I think we had the rewards. So if you pledged between $1 and $29, that's just a donation. Thanks so much. But for $29, for anyone who pledged that, we've then promised to give them a pack once it does come out. So we should have the games out in about 8 weeks. So everyone who pledged at different amounts will be receiving packs. Some people pledged to receive a few packs. The other thing we did is we made options where customers could pledge to get one pack themselves, but then also donate one to a school. So we want to get this into as many schools as possible. So there's a bunch of donation options in the Kickstarter as well, where you could buy one, pledge six, and then when it comes to time to fulfillment, we can either send them to you and you can give them to your local school, or you can just tell us what school you want them to go to, and we'll deal with the fulfillment to the school at no cost.
You obviously suspected that there would be a market for this sort of game, but were you even surprised at the enthusiasm for it?
Yeah, we've been overwhelmed by the response so far. Obviously, you know, we set the goal at $8,000, and that's what we need to raise to get it into production. But to exceed the goal by so much is pretty encouraging, and it gives us, you know, good hope for the lifespan of this game. Obviously, still a pretty limited audience has seen it so far, so once we actually do have the physical product and we can really show it to people, yeah, I think it's going to go off.
You have some expert help putting this together?
Yeah, absolutely. So we've worked with a really good friend of mine who's studying at the Waikato University, and he's worked with a lot of his lecturers and local iwi and made sure that everything we're doing is obviously the correct translations, and yeah, made sure everything we're doing is by the book. So, you know, it's not just me doing it. There is a good team around us.
What does takaro mean?
It means to play.
Ah, good one. Yeah, and for people who want to buy one of these, who thinks, you know, that sounds like a bit of me, what's the instructions?
So the Kickstarter actually just closed this morning, but hopefully by early next week it'll be available on the Game Kings website to pre-order. So people will be able to go to gamekings.co.nz. It's going to be right on the homepage there. People can jump into the product, place an order, and then that delivery should be coming out mid-September.
Yeah, good one. And I suppose quite easy for you to update the game, send out sort of extra packs and things.
Yeah, exactly. That's the thing we liked about the game is obviously we've done a lot of the symbols pretty generic at this point, but there's no reason that next year we couldn't release, you know, a food-related pack where it's just 57 food items, or we could do a sporting-related pack. And yeah, so it's definitely not limited to this first run.
Well done on a successful idea. Very cool, Elliot.
Yeah, thank you so much.
That's Elliot, one of the inventors of this game, Takaro, a board game where you learn a bit of the Māori language, Te Reo Māori, as you play.